Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Today on Live Talk, we're discussing the formal acceptance of former President Donald Trump to be the presidential candidate for the Republican Party. Trump, who recently survived an assassination attempt at one of his campaign rallies, accepted the nomination at the four-day Republican convention, which ended in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, last night. This comes at a time when President Joe Biden is battling COVID and calls for him to step down due to his age, but he has consistently said he is fit to run in November. But first, let's take a look at the Republican National Convention that ended Thursday night with a speech by the party's official presidential nominee, former President Donald Trump. He has been in the audience watching the convention all week, but Thursday was his first public speech.
I proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States.
Conventions always save their best for last. But here, even higher anticipation for the speech by the former president, given what happened 5 days ago. Donald Trump began his speech softer, subdued, and reflective about the pain he felt at Saturday's rally.
Wow, what was that? It can only be a bullet. And moved my right hand to my ear, brought it down. My hand was covered with blood.
During the convention week, this photo reminded delegates daily of their candidate, strong, resilient, not stopped by an assassin's bullet. He promised that strength to extend overseas. Trump said neither the war in Ukraine nor the Israel-Hamas conflict would have happened on his watch.
A growing specter of conflict hangs over Taiwan, Korea, the Philippines, and all of Asia, and our planet is teetering on the edge of World War III. And this will be a war like no other war because of weaponry.
He wrote his speech weeks prior, but now obvious changes, much more religious, given how close he came to death.
I stand before you in this arena only by the grace of Almighty God.
A convicted felon with 34 counts against him, Trump accused the Biden administration of weaponizing the justice system, creating high inflation, and opening the border to drugs and criminals.
We want people to come into our country, but they have to come into our country legally. The next vice president of the United States.
In the presidential box was Ohio Senator J.D. Vance, selected this week as the former president's running mate. Also, Trump's wife, Melania Trump, her first time appearing at the convention.
On this journey, I am deeply honored to be joined by my amazing wife, Melania.
Political analysts see a Republican Party with a new inclusion message.
Look how diverse we are in some ways. Look how friendly we are in some ways. Look how chaotic the Democrats are. Look how unified and together we are. And we're a safer bet.
Trump did not deliver a strong message of unity, as analysts expected, but some delegates felt it.
Everyone's coming together, and, you know, we are the party of the people.
We are so excited for this movement for a red wave and to get Donald Trump and J.D. Vance elected to the White House this year.
From here, the Trump-Vance ticket takes its message well beyond these delegates to middle America as they crisscross the country. Carolyn Pertucci, VOA News at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
As some leading Democrats pressure incumbent President Joe Biden to abandon his re-election bid, Republicans are among those speculating about who might replace him on November's ballot to face their nominee, former President Donald Trump. VOA Chief National Correspondent Chief Herman was at this week's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee and filed this report.
One of the chants at the Republican National Convention, Joe must go. If Joe does go, bowing to pressure from his own party ahead of next month's Democratic National Convention, Republicans have predictions about who would take his place.
According to the rules, if they follow them, it would be Kamala Harris until they got to convention, and then they might broker.
The brokering that Arizona Republican Lori Klein Corbin references is an open convention with more than one round of voting. The last time the Democrats had to do that and having it result in a general election victory was 1932 with the election of Franklin Roosevelt. Republicans who were in Milwaukee had some surprising names as to who could emerge as the eventual Democratic nominee.
I think Jill would run. I think she'd run.
That's interesting.
And she would do better than her husband.
That's Rochelle Brooks, an alternate delegate from Texas, who was discussing the possibilities with Delegate Tian Tran from California.
Gavin Newsom is another name after Michelle Obama and Kamala Harris.
Gavin Newsom is the governor of California. Michelle Obama, the wife of former President Barack Obama, has adamantly and repeatedly stated she has no interest in being a politician. Vice President Kamala Harris is seen as the most likely replacement for Biden by such Republicans as Alan Swain, the party's nominee for a congressional seat in North Carolina.
I think because of the financials and the last minute, if they do make a change, it's probably going to have to be Kamala Harris, the VP, and she'll have to pick a running mate. My prediction is it'll probably be the Michigan governor, Governor Whitmer.
The last time a sitting U.S. president decided not to run for a second term was the Democratic Party's Lyndon Johnson amid the Vietnam War in 1968. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee.
Thank you, Steve. Meanwhile, incoming U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Pamela Marie Tremont, yesterday said the U.S. does not want to work with entities that support the invasion of Ukraine. Ambassador Tremont presented her credentials to President Emmerson Mnangagwa in Harare this week.
Look, on Russia and Ukraine, we do not want to support the Russian war machine that invaded Ukraine unprovoked in February 22 after having already done so in 2014. So we do not want to work with entities who are going to support that Russian war machine. That war can end tomorrow. All Russia has to do is leave. Ukraine never attacked Russia. Ukraine still hasn't attacked Russia. All Russia has to do is go back to its borders, and this can be over. That is what we support. I don't think that we've offered punitive measures to African countries. We just don't want to support the Russian war machine.
That day was incoming U.S. Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Pamela Marie Tremont, speaking to VOA in Harare. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And now back to our main topic. Today on Live Talk, we're discussing the formal acceptance of former President Donald Trump to be the presidential candidate for the Republican Party in November. And to discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by Masimba Mabaza of ZANU-PF and Thabang Nare, an independent political analyst. We also have on the phone Paul Matibe, a political analyst, and Tendai Mbofana, programs director with Zimbabwe Network for Social Justice. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
I will start off with my guest on Skype. I'll start with you, Mr. Mabaza. What is your take on the formal acceptance of former President Donald Trump to be the candidate for the Republicans following a failed assassination attempt?
Thank you very much. This was expected. Trump has been actually campaigning seriously to become the candidate for his party. And therefore, on that basis, what happened yesterday was unexpected. If it were Trump had actually been agitating to become the president of America again, which is something which is going to be a pushover, because if Biden remains the candidate for the other party, Trump will cruise through. Because people, most of the Americans, they prefer a person who is strong, who walks on his foot, and who does not look like he's vulnerable. And on that basis, they trust the weight of the country on him. So in these two horses that are going to pull this election, if Biden continues protesting, we will see the president would going to Trump this year. And it will be something else in November. But yes, indeed, the acceptance was expected. And again, Trump is actually trying to cut the way, because he talked about the war in Ukraine. He has talked about the war in Israel and Palestine. And he has actually said he has got an option of finishing these wars, which are actually an eyesore and an itching problem in the world. So I think he's going to be winning himself the world support, but the world support are going to vote for him. So in actual fact, he's going to get the American support, even those who were doubting him. We end up trying to vote for him because, number one, he's a victim. Trump is a man who has been literally charged, 122 charges in America. He's charged in each and every state. If that was to happen to any political leader in another country, it would be called political abuse. And therefore, Trump has become a victim of political targeting, and the people then tend to align themselves with the victims.
Thank you.
He wins all the best of these sorts in the victory.
Thank you there. Let's switch over to Mitch Matibe. Please take us through your takeaway of this Republican convention and the upcoming Democratic convention in August.
Thank you so much for having me. So I am here on the ground convention.
Your line is not very clear, so we'll come back to you, and I'll switch over. Kunava Mbofana. Mbofana, makaona. So we'll switch over to Mr. Mbofana while we're trying to clear Ms. Matibe's line. Mbofana, pane zvamungati here zvingadzidzwe pane zvatirikuona zviri kuitika imomo nomu America, panyaya ye convention ichangobva kuitika, uye zvetinotarisa kuti maDemocrats vachange vaineyo convention yavo mwedzi uno, uyezve pane vamwe vari kukurudzira kuti aiwa vaJoe Biden vakwegura ngavadzike. Munoona sei izvi?
Anoita yeko mazi. Pane zvakawanda zvatinogona kudzidza kuti maZimbabwe pane zvatiri kuona kuAmerica. Hongu, hakuna demokrasi pano pasi yatingati yakanaka kuti cheterese mukaka iri perfect. Sekuona kwatakaita kwaida kuurayiwa vaDonald Trump, chendora mazuva apfuura apa. Zvinhu zvinorwadza, zvinotambudza, asi pane zvizhinji zvatinogona kudzidza pazviri. Chekutanga ndechekuti chero zvazvo Donald Trump vakada kuurayiwa, tinoona kuti hurumende inotonga nguva dzino kuAmerica kwemaDemocrats havana kuzvishandisa izvozvo kuda kuti ivo vanohwina maelections. Havakatora action yatisingaoni munyika dzakaita seZimbabwe, yekuti hurumende inobva yatoshanda chimbi chimbi kuona kuti mutungamiri weopposition adzivirirwa, upenyu hwake hwakosheswa, Saka chini tatino kuhusisha hicho chochote my elections au ma campaign, I mean ma campaign alaita weza uli opposition kama Republican alaita patikirele tuko onaka na convention ya kichangu baku itwa hii yaka itwa pasi na mwapoto izisi na kufiringi dwane urumende ili kutonga kutivando wa moriku na kuburonga kupandukira urumende saka mkanganwe nya mkone kuhita wano osungwa tunaona kuti chini tatino kwa kuti zetu mazimbabwe ni kuti kana uchinza ku uruku pikisa urumende autoru ise muvengi autoru ise mandu autoru ise a threat to national security kuti urumende ini ngechida kumbunikisa kubiru kako zeni se opposition wa Trump wariku uchinju ya kubiru dao wariku ziru wani urumende takatari tone democratic convention ili kutarisi wa mwezi notewira zeto kwa nyo panyaya diwa Joe Biden hapa pata kimetri kikuta wala kwa zato ito na amawaza mevamo wali ni reporti ya maita tukwa tawa ya pamipu kutipane wali kutawuroza wali kutawura ipapo kwa mtakapawa Joe Biden kutuopa ilipati garo kana kutuoramba wati kukwika saka chakina zizo ipapo mbete kuti mkuru enika vuma kana nguwa yako ya kwana kana ono kukaiwa makurafa mba tese doku wa tuli wenda alza waizu wana pa uto tenda mwari kuti matobo tenge tuwa kushika ma 81 years wa wazinze wedu tinotata kumashika asitu vuma kukaiwa nakura nakaiti opangu nakwekura nila indi CEO wali pambira saka ndo chimota tinoti weza kuwa Amerika eko koka na kuno ku Zimbabwe gati wei ni matunga miri wanozi wakuti ae wawushe uno chinjanwa kana uyo wapo ito ozo waita tibu mwakuti ae nila ndo chuburuka kuyove chumika watore chichambi laimbe mbeline ningoma ndiyo ndiyo makawana wa Biden mwakuto uzo na Obama waile pedro pedro walisa wira we pedro kuti ae wamu kuru kizuru rai tinotivi mbo kutiva baizi mbata teri na wakuti aiwa ushe ukana waito ozo waita chindo pandi pa uyo wami kana muno mzimbabu doza kito kwa wako wakitizi mbo kutu aiwa upati wane 81 wakuti wana so kutu urukuna kutu ewe temu kana wakuna kutu kutu urambo chuwe zira tumotima kore kwa wadika wata so pindorini chipa wame wakuti wana wakuti chichambe kumukana wakuti wa uyo wapini wapini
Thank you so much. I'll switch over now to our other Skype guest, Mr. Nare. Mr. Nare, if you can respond to me in Ndebele, I would really appreciate it. What's your take on the political temperature within the United States regarding the Republican? We saw the convention ending yesterday. And do you see President Joe Biden continuing with his bid to run despite calls for him to step down for the Democrats?
Ngiyabonga Marvelous. Yeah, amaviki la adlulileyo kube lezinto ezenzakeleyo ezitsheneyo ungakhangela idebate eyaba khona phakathi kukaformer President Trump lo President Joe Biden. Kwakhanya uPresident Trump engani ulomdlaza. Sathi sisuka lapho kwaba le ndaba yokuthi uPresident Biden abanye sebesithi ngayeshike esikhundleni engabi yinominee yama-Democrats. So i-convention yama-Republicans ikhanya abantu kade bangene bagcwala baba baningi kukhanya kade bengabantu abalo mdladla bekhanya bejabula ukuthi hhayi selifikile ilanga lokuthi bekhethe ke yena uPresident former President Donald Trump ukuthi engene njalo futhi and ngokukhuluma kwakhe uPresident Trump uthi ngenyanga ezine 4 months uyabe sengenile uyabe sebuyelile ofisini siyambona ke uHal Hogan ngomunye wabaningi abakhulumileyo batshengisa ngani uPresident Trump usehlanganise wonke umuntu labantu akade uGovernor weFlorida omunye uNikki Haley bonke baphenduke sebesithi hhayi sasizama lathi kodwa sesilandela yena uTrump uTrump nguye sengumuntu wethu so kukhanya bazimisele abama-Republican kuthi kumademokrat nga ungakhangela uPresident Joe Biden waba yi-senator for Delaware for over 36 years wathi esuka lapho waba ngu-vice president okomnyaka engu-8 under u-president Obama. Waphumula okomnyaka engu-4 emine. Waphinde wangena esesiba ngu-president ngo-2020. Umsebenzi wokuba ngu-president umsebenzi okuthi uba lemihlangano eminingi uhambe kwamanye amazwe. Nxa use-America uhambe kwamanye ama-states, so uhlala ungumuntu osebenzayo. Isikhathi sokuphumula awusitholi. Ngakho-ke ungakhangela ukuthi u-President Biden usebenze kakhulu, kodwa iminyaka hayi isihambile. Yikho-ke abanye ama-Democrats bathi hayi kusinwa kudedelwana. Kodwa kade bengalandlela ecacileyo yokuthi uza yehli kanjani laphana. Ngoba yena uthi iqhwaga lesi singu-Donald Trump yimi engathi inqobayo ngo-2020, yimi engikwanisa ukuthi singqobe futhi kathi singo-2024. So asazi-ke ngo-August lapha ukuthi engxenye bayagcina sebekhethe omunye nxa bevumelana.
Thank you there, Mr. Nare. We'll now switch over to Ms. Matibe. Sorry, I couldn't hear your audio last time, but let's go to you. Go ahead, take it.
Thank you so much. As I was saying that I'm here on the ground in Wisconsin, in the city of Milwaukee, where we were just attending the four-day RNC event here, the convention. This is a national convention, so it gets U.S. Secret Service, law enforcement security, even as we saw former President Trump's life, attempt on his life just last Saturday. So last night was the last night when former President Trump officially accepted his nomination. In fact, the voting for that was concluded on Monday night, which was day one. So each one of these 4 days has a different theme, which meant that President Trump wanted to make America safe again on the one day. National security is an issue, is a top issue for them. Immigration is another top issue. Closing off, President Trump wants to close off the borders, and he wants other countries to take their fair share of the kind of not so much to always expect help and so on and assistance from the United States. Drilling and the car industry and creating jobs were at the top platforms. The event was being attended by almost 50,000 people here on the ground, so it's quite packed. The program,
Ms. Matibe, what was the security like? If you say there were over 50,000 people and we had just seen an attempt made on former President Trump.
You asked an excellent question. So the way that it works in the United States is that a convention is rated by the federal government here as a national security event. So they are protectees, right? Presidents and presidential candidates, they fall under the jurisdiction in terms of the law enforcement who handles the security of the United States Secret Service. So all of us had to have been background checked, for example, myself included, by the Secret Service. They had a solid perimeter, so we were inside a tight compound. And even though there had been the shooting event and the attempt on his life at the rally in Pennsylvania, I had a discussion with the mayor here of Milwaukee on Monday, and I asked him, were they going to expand the perimeter, the security, or even increase the security? And they said, no. Secret Service has said that this is the maximum security, so they didn't do anything extra here. Another thing about the state of Wisconsin is that this is a state that allows people to carry guns. And so I did ask him, are you going to stop people bringing guns? And he said, no, unfortunately, the state allows, this is an open carry state, so people are allowed to protest and come with their rifles and their guns to a protest to exercise their rights. And the police and the law enforcement do not have the right to stop people coming here with their guns to that soft perimeter. So that was one interesting factor there.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump was here on the ground even on the first night. He was here, and he has nominated his vice president, who's going to be J.D. Vance. Melania Trump was a key point last night because she's one of the people who wrote a letter that he highlighted on a call to unity. So his tone was a little bit toned down. His speech was notable in that, I think that he was really somewhat affected by the bullet and being the victim of a bullet, but he has not yet called out any extra policies or things that should change in terms of guns, but he does seem to have a couple of states which are going to be battlegrounds. They're going to have to battle these states out between themselves and the Democrats. I will be attending the Democratic convention. That will be in about 3 to 4 weeks' time. It will be taking place in Chicago again. It will take place over 4 days, and so we'll see what happens there. President Biden is in Delaware right now. He is self-isolating, and so he's not able to be out on the campaign trail. And so instead, you've got Vice President Kamala Harris, who is doing that. But what I can say is that at the moment in this week, President Trump is the one that has the upper hand this week in terms of these two elections. That's it.
Thank you there, Ms. Matsibe. Let me take a caller. Hello, caller Makadi. Vasoko Taurayitinzwe. Hello, caller. Oh, I don't think our caller can hear us there, but thank you. I'll switch over now to Mr. Mavaza on Skype as we wait to reconnect our caller. Hello. Eva Mavaza, mangamurukunzwa zvanga zvichitaurwa na Muzvare Matsibe kuti kuno kune convention yakatanga iyo yemaRepublican tichange tiri kupinda mune yemaDemocrats. Asi nyaya huru inyaya iri kunyanyotaurwa inyaya yekuti vavira ava ivo vaTrump navaBiden vakura asi vari kunyanyonzi ngavarege kupinda musarudzo ndivaBiden vari kunzi ivo vakwegura. KuZimbabwe tiri kuonawo mazuva apfuura iwayaya panga pane nyaya yanga iri kutaurwa takambonzwa vamunangagwa vachiti aiwa vachinge vapedza temu yavo iyi vachabva vabva, asi tikazoona mamwe vatingati mamwe maconstituents ari kuuya achienda mberi chaizvo achiti aiwa vamunangagwa pa2030 apo. Zvakamira sei muchienzanisa nezviri kuitika muno?
Chokutanga ndechekuti chiri kuitika kuamerica vanhu havasi kuti Biden vakura kupfuura vaTrump. Vari kuti hakakakushe ziri kuvanetsa pautano uyezve vasika kutaura saka kavatiekukura kuti vachine simba rake pamwe chete. Asi tikada kuzoenda hedu zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe, vamunangagwa vakataura ivo pache zvavo vakati handisi kuzopinda zvakare pasarudzo kana temu yavo yechipiri yapera. Ende hakuna kuratidzira kana kushungurudzika kwevanhu kungazovamanikidza. Chatingada kuziva Mavhu ndechekuti vanhu vatiri kuona vari kujamba jamba vachiti vamunangagwa enderera mberi third term, vanhu vari kutya kuruza mabasa avo avakapiwa navamunangagwa, nekuti achazopinda kana vamunangagwa vabva haagoni kuvadzosera pazvigaro zvavari. Saka varoda kuita safeguard, vari kuva selfish. Vari kunyembera kunge vari kuda vamunangagwa pachigaro, ivo vari kuda kuramba vakabatira pazvigaro zvavo. Asi nekupedzisira tinoti kuna baba Biden dai vakava nequick recovery semunhu atakuda haasi kuzwa zvakanaka, uyezve dai pakava nerunyararo vaTrump vakaramba vakachengetedzwa kusvika maelections aitwa.
Thank you so much. I'll switch over to you, Mr. Nare, if you can just give us a summary in brief of your view as we now have left the Republican, we're going into the Democrats. What's your view in Ndebele again, and also commenting on what Mr. Mavaza say comparing to Zimbabwe?
Ngokubona kwami ngibona ama Democrats azathola indlela yokuthi bevumelane ukuthi ozabamela ngubani. Abanye bakhuluma ukuthi Vice President Kamala Harris engangena ebe yi-nominee. Kodwa siyabe sizibuza ukuthi i-America isikhanyelele ukuthi ibe lo president ongumama, njalo engumama ongumuntu omnyama owazalwa ngubaba ongumuntu omnyama. Siyazi ukuthi bake bazama ukuthi u-Hillary Clinton engene kwangani kuyala. So sizabona ukuthi kuyaphumani lapha ngo-August.
Thank you so
much. Ekhaya eZimbabwe.
Thank you, Mr. Nare. Mr. Mbofana, 10 seconds. What's your last word?
Kugumisira ndinoti Zimbabwe ngaidzidzewo kune zvimwe zvatinge tichionawo zvichiita kune imwe dzimwe nyika zvatinogonawo kuyemura. Asi kuamerica itototi makorokoto nekuona dhemokrasi gutsa ruzhinji ichishanda, tinovimba kuti sarudzo dzavo dzichaita munyararo anenge ahwinawo otonga nyika zvakanaka. Ndatenda.
Thank you so much, and that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. We'll be right back.